Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Married at First Sight Wrap Up. I'm Asia. And as always, I am here by my awesome co-host, Amy. Amy, how's it going?
It's great to be here, Haley. Oh, sorry. It's an early morning for us. Let's just move along, okay, Asia?
I cannot believe. Get out. Just go. Go. I'm done. I am done.
It's just, I apologize. I'm sorry. This is just the other person I co-host with, okay?
No. I could forgive you and say I forgive you, but I'm not going to say that. Well, I'm not going to say that.
That would just help us move along, I think.
I can't do it. My pride's in the way.
Oh, what did we just watch?
What an episode. Oh my gosh. We are here to talk about episode 10 of season 13, and what an episode it was. I almost will go as far to say this was the best episode of the season so far.
The twists and turns, like the development with Jose and Rachel just out of nowhere, and then yes. Like you see the preview, you're like, oh, okay, this has to be like something really bad that she did.
Yeah.
And like, then so like the revelation she said.
Yes. Oh my god,
unexpectedness at every turn.
Yes, exactly. I was just not expecting so much drama 1 month in, but I'm so glad to talk about it all because I just have to get these thoughts out. So, of course, we're just going to rip the Band-Aid. We're not even going to delay. We are going to start with Rachel and Jose, these two.
Can't even call them Rose anymore.
Rose is too sweet.
Yeah,
it's pleasant. It's too cleansing to the palate. No, they have to be simply Rachel and Jose. Mm-hmm. So like the first little bit of them that we got was, you know, they did. Well, so like to set the scene for the whole episode, mainly it was them growing in their intimacy. Dr. Viviana pays all the couples a visit, and then they do little activities, whether it be questions or sex dice in one couple's case. I think that was pretty much they did some variation of those activities. So Rachel and Jose did have like a questions activity, and the only thing they kind of got into was, what would she be embarrassed to talk to him about? And she said, like, the infidelity. And he's like, well, you've grown from that, right? She said, yeah. Yes.
It seems like,
talk about this.
Yeah, it seemed like they were really, like, half-assing this activity. Weren't they cooking at the same time? And he's just kind of
yes.
Like, okay, let's go through the motions. We've got to fit this in before, like, Dr. Viviana shows up or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, it was probably Dr. Viviana's on the way. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh shoot, we forgot those questions. Mm-hmm. Because it was like, even Zach and Michaela did something nice by being in a pool and setting the scene and like, okay, now let's do it. Like, okay, yeah. Way to go all in. No, because if you guys remember, listeners remember, y'all, Rachel and Jose, they've consummated their marriage at this point. And last episode, they said they loved each other. So they're on this like fake cloud nine, which I feel like you and I both, Amy, we've both been saying like, it seems like not too good to be true, but just like, when is the seal going to break? When is, you know, when are they going to snap into reality?
I think they're going to have some, but I was thinking they'd have some kind of disagreement about the stuff that we've already seen kind of festering, like finances or the him feeding her and her just standing up for herself a little bit. Did not expect it to take such a dark turn.
Yes. So we still had some like them kind of living in fantasy land a little bit with Dr. Viviana. So Rachel was a little bit nervous, but Dr. Viviana says she's been so impressed by them because she's been caught up. She asked about their sex life, and it gets really awkward. Like, you would not expect them to be the couple that's so awkward to talk about it. But they seemed very uncomfortable to kind of get into their favorite part about their intimacy. And Jose ended up saying, like, you know, sex is just a cherry on top of everything else they have going on. And they agree, like, with their sex life, two thumbs up. Like, that's the most they could get out.
Yeah.
did you find that awkward at all?
Well, it was weird because I don't know if it was because it's like Dr. Viviana came in there. Mm-hmm. Just like, I've been so impressed. Like, I tear up reading about the updates or getting the updates about you guys, or like,
yeah.
And that then maybe Rachel felt like she couldn't bring anything up negative or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, because it's like we learn later that she had written something down 2 weeks ago. So there's been something that's bothering her. And so mm-hmm. you would think that, like, you know, normally they like meet with the expert and then they split off one on one. And here it seemed like it was kind of optional to split off one on one. And so it seemed like she was just like, oh, good. I'm so glad you're happy with us. And then neither of them could say anything. But also, I thought it was weird that Dr. Viviana wanted such specifics. Like, so what part of it? Is it the intercourse? Or is it the kissing? Is it the cuddling? It's like, why do we need to rate the different?
It's funny too, because it's like, okay, maybe she goes in that much detail with all the couples and it was just, you know, it was so awkward with them that they had to show it. Because I would imagine her visits are, you know, an hour or two. I would hope.
Yeah.
And then they kind of touch on trust, and she says she has full trust in him. He gave her the passcode to his phone. And then Dr. Viviana asked him, like, okay, do you trust her? He's like, well, like, her actions back up the things that she says. I was like, what kind of answer was that?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, so you don't fully trust her. Got it. Mm-hmm. And then, so they just kind of leave off with Rachel's really happy. Mm-hmm. Then we get to the meat of it. So it's one of those, he recorded on his phone, and then we get kind of like a spy look into their apartment. So he said, so basically you find out they had been hanging out in the clubhouse, relaxing, had been having a good time. And then Rachel calls Jose by another man's name. And so we see them talking in the kitchen. Jose is pissed. You would think that he called her, or she called him, her ex's name. He's cussing.
That's what
he's,
I assume.
Right. Like, this whole episode, that's what I'm assuming. He's like, we're married. We're not boyfriend and girlfriend. And she's like, nobody's going to talk to me like that. Like, how is this a marriage? You're going to talk to me like that. And he's like, get the F out. You need to get out and go. Like, he is pissed, right? Like, all of this, just live it. And then fast forward, the guys had a golf outing. Because I feel like this just needs to be said now. The guys have a golf outing. Jose is venting about this to the guys. And then Ryan speaks up. He's like, look, man, I feel like it's going to come out. I feel like it's going to come out. I just have to say it. But she called you Johnny's name.
And the Johnny's guys just, right there.
And Johnny's right there, like, busts out laughing.
Yeah, because Jose's carrying on using the same line, like, how dare she call me another man's name? And as if, like, you'd think none of the guys are like relating, like, even the ones who don't know what she said are like, whoa, this is way overreacting. Like, has she done that before? You know,
right. You're like, where's this anger coming from?
But like, this is the first time Ryan's done anything that I'm like, yes, Ryan.
Yes.
Like, this is the back story we need.
Exactly.
It's like, okay, I can't just play along with, like, that I don't know that it was just, like, a slip of the tongue, like, completely. Right. Like, he's like, you're really going to say, you know, or, you know, you're thinking that she's sleeping around because of that? Like,
right.
Does she have another Johnny in her life, you know? Like,
exactly. And, like, even Zach said, like, we're always all talking about each other. We all are all hanging out. Like, it makes sense to slip up. It's not like it's this deep harbored, like, Johnny from a past life or another name, you know. It's not her ex of 8 years,
Johnny. You know? Yeah, like, who knows, maybe they've been hanging out even more, like, Jose and Johnny are the good friends, and if she
could
have just been in an interview where she had to talk about the different couples.
Yeah. Imagine Belle called Johnny Jose. He would have been like, oh, I love Jose.
Yeah.
Like, what are y'all? Oh my, like, you've known each other a month. I mean, like, my mom will slip up and call me my brother's name. Oh, like, yeah. People do it, you know?
The number of times that, like, I've been, like, visiting my parents and I'll accidentally call my mom hun, you know, because I'm just like, used to talking to my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Just like embarrassing, awkward, but just like, oh, I'm just being extra friendly these days. Maybe I'll just roll with it.
Yeah. It's just like, oh my God. So that's the basis of it. It's like, once I found that out, like, I can imagine Rachel's surprise, especially for Ryan to know.
Such a red flag now. Like,
yes. I was like, of course Rachel has told, you know, the girls about it. That's how Ryan knows. But we ended up finding out, like, it was a group of them, and Ryan heard from Rachel directly. Like, she called him Johnny. He's like, she probably was just like, I just called him Johnny. Like, Johnny, who's here? Why are you so upset?
Yeah, which explains, so that was on Unfiltered. So that probably explains, too, why all the women were just like immediately like, and the guys, it seemed like the ones who knew, or even the ones that were just listening to Jose try to justify it.
Mm-hmm. They're kind of
saying like, yeah, I think we're not getting the whole story, you know.
I did watch Unfiltered because I was like, okay, it's Jose, Zach, and Ryan. So I was like, oh, I've got to see if they say anything interesting, but not a lot.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So kind of the fallout from him saying get out, we find out that night, so she said she went out and she was talking to the producer for a while. She didn't take anything with her. She walked out of the room or out of the apartment, talked to the producer, and it was like maybe 12:30 or so, and he locked the door, like dead bolted the apartment. And I think they showed her knocking around like 1:30 or something, and he didn't open the door. She had to go to Mirla's apartment. She went to Brett's apartment knocking. Like, even when she went to Mirla and Gil's apartment, she knocked and you could hear Hype bark.
Yeah. We don't even know where she ended up.
Exactly. We don't know where she ended up staying that night. Jose doesn't know where she stayed that night. We just know he never let her into the apartment because he was mad. So the next morning she's there and he's just like, well, how's your day today? And she like
so smug and just like,
yes, exactly. It's like, I feel like we just keep bringing up gaslighting across these shows, but it's just, this whole situation was him trying to make her feel like she was the one in the wrong. She was the one taking action here. And he was just clean of everything. Like, this is out of my control, because basically she says she wasn't happy with how he expressed everything. And does he think what he did was OK? And he was like, apparently not. And I'm like, what? And she doesn't feel like he's been remorseful. He's not apologetic. And she says, look, I can't be your wife. And his explanation for locking the apartment was, well, I secure my property every night.
You know that.
It's like
without checking in with me.
Exactly. Without making sure your wife is okay. Like, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
There's
If he's just like, hey, I need a night apart. We've seen all these other guys take their little reset. Okay. I need a night apart. Let me go back to my house. Or like, do you mind like seeing if you can stay somewhere else? Or, you know, I think they have two room apartments too, but I wouldn't want to come back to the apartment that night, but I would want to at least pack my bag together. She was letting the producer out, like probably just walking down with the producer, probably getting a little last venting in, because I think the producer was really thrown as well. Like, really, is what you're going to do, Jose?
Right. Because if it was truly like she was out there talking for like an hour, that totally makes sense, because that's how angry she was. Mm-hmm. And it was probably a lot of the producer trying to remind her why she's doing this, remind her, you know, why she's here. But basically after Rachel says she couldn't be his wife, he's like, okay, makes sense. Good. And she said, okay, well, I'm going to go pack my stuff. And he's like, all right, if you need any help there, I can help you. And there's some boxes in there, too. And it's like, why are you acting like y'all didn't just say you loved each other? Like that, it was blowing my mind how he was just trying to be so hurtful by acting like, oh, I don't care. You're the one making the decision. I can't talk you out of it. So,
yeah, he was continuing to try to punish her for what we later learn is like just a regular, like almost ridiculous slip of the tongue. Like if she had said a Mirla instead, would he be reacting this way? I mean, that's the equivalent. It's just saying another literally. Castmate, a friend.
Exactly. That's literally the equivalent. But he wants to hang on to another man's. If I had a quarter for the amount of times he said she called me by another man's name, I could probably go buy a Starbucks drink right now. It was ridiculous. So the producer was caught off guard, like you said, and she came and was like, wait, Jose, are you serious? This is happening? And he's like, well, she already gave up, so I can't, you know, that's her decision. And so Rachel realizes that, like, in all her past relationships, she's always left things unsaid. So she's like, okay, I need to go, if this, you know, I need to go talk about this. I can't let this unsaid. So she comes back out. She's like, hey, just so you know, I wrote something 2 weeks ago. Mind you, they have been married for 3 weeks at this point. So this means a week right after the honeymoon. Mm-hmm. She wrote, I wrote most of it down, but basically in summary, it says like, I'm your priority, but so am I. You're my priority, but so am I, saying I am my own priority. She said that my future was going to be a planning process with my husband, but I married someone who has it all planned out for me. I'm starting to feel like you're a little controlling, and that's my deal breaker. I feel like you aren't willing to compromise because I don't fit the mold of what you want in a wife. And he's like, well, I have a question, because, you know, he doesn't listen. Mm-hmm. He may hear the words that are coming out of your mouth, but he does not listen. He's like, I feel betrayed, because why were you sitting on this? Why didn't you tell me this? Rather than acknowledging how she feels, he's mad about the timing.
This was like classic, like, OK, I've way overreacted. If he had that foresight, at least, like, to be like, oh, I'm kind of stuck in this, like, I have to keep going with being like so pissed and self-righteous, and it's my fault that now, oh, like there's something she did that she could have brought that up 2 weeks ago. Oh, you didn't tell me that then. You've let this fester. Mm-hmm. Just turning it on her.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I felt so bad for Rachel in this situation, because she was talking to a brick wall. She was talking to someone with no compassion, no empathy, no understanding. And he's just thinking, no, she messed up. She called me by another man's name, and now she shall be punished.
Yeah, I was definitely with her when she was like, wait, who did I marry? Because he was like a totally different person.
Yes, exactly. I was like, you know, I want to say I was surprised, but I felt there was something about Jose, whether he has a temper or whether he's just like, I mean, we saw those signs of just like him being controlling, in a sense of like, oh, he wants to just fit her into his life and what he has going on. Mm-hmm. And so it was like, I always
thought he seemed at least like a nice person, like seemed like someone that I would think like, oh, like he's going to still like treat her respectfully, even if he like thinks she has to be a certain way. I didn't expect him to like flip on a dime so much.
See, I don't know what it was that kept making me think that he was suppressing his natural instinct of how he would approach things. Like I felt like things would make him a little bit more annoyed than mm-hmm. was coming off, or, you know, it was just the small things like, oh, look at how she does her toothpaste. Like it truly annoyed him the way that, you know, he tried to laugh it off, but he was actually annoyed.
Yeah.
And so it was like maybe if they were, you know, like, okay, Johnny and Val situation, they knew each other, so they could express how they don't like certain things to each other. They felt a little bit more comfortable. So maybe if they weren't complete strangers, Jose, it wouldn't have built up like this. I feel like yes, he was mad about her calling him another man's name, even though it was Johnny. I think it was all of that tension was built up of all these little things over the time. Like, he doesn't think she manages money well. He thinks she travels too much. He thinks that her current apartment is messy. He thinks that there's a lot right now that he has to fix about her in order to, like she said, fit the mold of the wife that he wants. And so that, I felt like it was just like, that was all just built up because because they go on a golf outing, all the guys, and then all the guys go on a golf outing and all the girls go to like one of those places where you destroy things.
And that was like a last minute switch. The producer's like, yeah, we need to take a page out of The Bachelorette and do this date right. That we always do.
Right. They probably have like a pamper day, like, oh, let's go get manis and petties. And they're like, no, we need to switch this.
Okay. I need to know if the same thing bothered you that bothered me about that room. Mm-hmm. There was like a picture of a golden retriever as like one of the things to break. And I was like, no. You better not. Like, I can't see anyone wanting to smash like a giant photo or painting of a golden mm-hmm. retriever. And it wasn't like an ugly painting. It was like a realistic, like, yeah. cute painting. And I think like the women like set it aside at one point because I was like, it hasn't been touched. And I'm glad there was no violence done to this.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't see them. I'm so glad they didn't.
Yeah.
That's good for them.
Imagine if you're the artist, like, wait, that was my like right. commission for.
I know, that's what
this is where it ended up.
Yeah, exactly. So at the golf outing, you know, with Jose explaining everything that happened, it was so funny how confused the guys were. Like, Gil was like, I feel like we're missing something. He's like, okay, she called you by another guy's name, Johnny, for the first time. And then now she wants a divorce. He's like, I feel like we're missing some stuff.
Especially with like the way they've all been talking up this couple, everything they've seen in real life.
Yes, exactly. It seems out of left field, especially because he tried to just like, he's like, oh, he started it by saying, oh, you know, my wife asked for a divorce. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So I guess another thing that Rachel pointed out was he never takes accountability, and which is true. He never once said, I shouldn't have locked you out. And then it wasn't until Unfiltered that he was finally admitting that he had overreacted. Mm-hmm. On the episode, he kept trying to say, like, I might have overreacted. But yeah, during the destruction, Rachel, she said she has many reasons not to trust Jose now. She said emotionally, she doesn't feel like they're married and she does not love him anymore. So she was talking about Jose.
I know. The one time I'm just like, there's no way.
Right.
This is going to be like, mark my words. I would have bet money on it that it was like just this redirect.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
They all are like, yeah, like he crossed a major line. They aren't saying like, oh, like it's totally understandable. So mm-hmm. I think part of them too was like secretly like just a little bit like, oh, like they're not the perfect couple. Like,
yeah,
the relief that, but
yeah,
didn't expect it to go to that point.
Exactly. Like that was just like next level, which probably just made them. Yeah. Like you said, it probably makes them feel like, okay, we're okay, because they probably were thinking, we're not Rachel and Jose's level right now. Right. Like, what are we doing wrong? But I did like on Unfiltered that Zach, like Jose was like, no, I just locked the doors and, you know, I didn't know where she was going to be, because that was
like it was just an accident. Like, yeah, he accidentally did the deadbolt.
Right. His whole thing, the whole episode was, she called me by another man's name and I don't know what she was doing. She's cheated in the past. So she probably could have been out. I don't know what she was, you know. And I like that, you know, they called him out of the golf thing saying like, you can't say that because she called you Johnny. Right. So like, yeah. Why are you jumping to conclusions? And then Zach on Unfiltered said like, no, you locking her out was intentional. Like, you knew what you were doing. So I was so glad that they're not afraid to call each other out, because even mm-hmm. though they're friends, they're like, no, you were wrong for this.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, anything else to add for Rachel and Jose?
No, I was trying to like pick up a little bit, like from what I could read on Unfiltered, I was like, I don't know that they're in a great place, because it was like, and then just on the like the coming attractions, like what's next.
Yeah,
I always see them as like having like a little sit down, and we see them at decision day. Like you don't really see them
in between
interacting at all. So I'm like, whoa, maybe this is just like, maybe they gave us all we had to see of Rachel and Jose, and it's like they're gonna divorce middle of the season or something. Like maybe it's just one of those, like they were going strong and then it's a zero. Like,
right,
can't get back from this.
Because it always was Rachel saying like, what are we gonna, what's our first fight gonna be about? Like, what are we, yeah, what are we gonna disagree about something? Because it was always so agreeable. Always, we're in a good place. Things are so great, which they could genuinely be great. Mm-hmm. But with them, it was this false sense of greatness. And I can't put my finger on what it was about him. It was just, it was all those, the buildup of what everything we've seen of those small, subtle things that annoyed him. That was like, he truly does not like that. Yeah. I'm like, that's going to get under his skin. And then we just see the ultimate blow up, because nothing, there was nothing that warranted how angry he was at her calling him Johnny.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's where it is. It's like, she just can't feel comfortable to be around him when it's like, mm-hmm, he's going to blow up at her, like over something small.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly. So, whew, man, that's so with the ratings.
I'm going to have to steep drop off here.
Yes. I'm going to have to give them a, okay, so Rachel feels done. Mm-hmm. Jose does not seem like he's done, but he is not the type of person to swallow his pride to bring her back from not wanting to be done. Mm-hmm. I feel like his ego, he feels like his ego would be bruised if he says what he needs to say, which is how he feels, is that he cares about her and that he overreacted and that he's sorry for blowing up on her. Doesn't want to do it because he's just like, what's the point if this is going to keep happening? Which is what is this going to keep happening? Because he was like, did you catch that? He kept saying like, okay, I don't want to say this because if this persists, then what's the point?
What is he talking about? Yeah, I didn't even really pick that up.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. I'll have to go full fledged one.
Yeah, that's where I'm at too. And we don't see like, is Dr. Pepper showing up at any point? Like, So they've already had, you know, their experts that are just like, oh, you guys are doing great.
And yeah,
I don't know if they're going to come back and help them out. So it's just going to drive the wedge further. And depending on when, like, Jose like realized that he totally overreacted, like maybe it's just right before he filmed Unfiltered. So
right, exactly.
I can't see them even advising her to go back, because
It's like one of those like a Chris and Paige situation where on Paige's end, they're just like trying to talk her through like being okay with being done. Mm-hmm. But they're never just like, no, you should give Chris another chance.
Yeah.
And for those, if this is your first time listening, we're rating on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being they're going to get divorced, 5 being they're definitely going to stay together on decision day. So this couple seems destined for divorce at this point. Just so funny, because we've been like 4s, 4s, 5s in the last 2 weeks, 4s.
Yep.
Now we're 1. Oh, gosh. So that's it for Rachel and Jose. Which couple do you want to dive into next?
Let's cleanse the palate here with, you know, my favorite to always talk about, Zhao, Johnny and Bao. this was like, I don't think they showed us a negative thing this episode, did they?
Right. No, there was no disagreement.
I almost want to start with Unfiltered because it was just so funny. Like the way they had no one from this couple on the show, and then they just show the guys like, let's watch Johnny and Bao doing their steamy dice activity and then making out on the bed with bow on top of Johnny, and the guys are like sort of like fanning themselves, like kind of just like proud of Johnny or whatever. But it was just like, right, what are they supposed to comment on? So mm-hmm. I almost feel like that. What are we supposed to comment on? They just did their activity. That was after Dr. Viviana visited, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, they did the questions. So the dice was after, but the questions about like, what's your biggest insecurity, and mm-hmm. hers, it should be a surprise to no one. It wasn't. Yeah. She's like being able, like she thinks she has to be able to do it all. And if she can't, she's not good enough. Mm-hmm. And then he just wants to like live a purposeful life.
Yeah. Yeah. That's sort of like deep answers for like your insecurity. I thought they'd just like say something like a physical attribute or something, but and right. We did learn, and I think we got this and maybe the casting, like the matchmaking special or something, mm-hmm. but more about Bao's background and being ashamed to, you know, go back to her house because it was like a dilapidated trailer, so she'd walk past her house when she got off the bus. And then mm-hmm. Johnny was even asking her like, well, didn't you have friends like from your own like area that were in the same like financial situation as you? And she's like, yeah, those are my like really close friends, but then those friendships ended because my dad had a reputation of being the town drunk, and so mm-hmm. the parents wouldn't let them hang out with me anymore. So just all the shame that she had around her upbringing. But I think Johnny really felt like happy that she was able to express that to him, and he really just that he could get closer with her. So
yeah, nice. It was so funny with him saying like, I love that she's like able to tell me these things that she has told no one else. Yeah. Like, well, besides all of us now too.
Yeah, it was part of her casting.
Yeah. But he was so happy that she was just being completely open and vulnerable with him. So I was so glad that they're at a point. I think this just showed how much progress that they've made, like everything that they've been through, all the ups and downs. They are now at a place where they can be open and vulnerable with each other without fear of the other person like not listening or not receiving it well or judging them for it. So I was really happy with this exercise.
Yeah. And so then they meet with Dr. Viviana, and it seems like conveniently she'll come in and be like, oh yeah, like I've been getting updates, but then it seemed like she wanted them to admit that they had sex. So maybe it wasn't like an official update that they gave, but she was just like, oh, you said it's getting spicy. Like, what does that mean? She's just so like intrigued.
Yeah. She's like, spell it out for me.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, they didn't really have like a ton to, it was more just like, you guys are doing so great, like your communication. So a lot of these visits were more just like cheering them on. They seemed like kind of quick visits. So
yeah, I thought it was funny that of the two, Bao was the one that said we had sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She admitted it, and then it came out that like, you know, they've had sex multiple times. And so I think the most interesting thing was that Johnny said it's been, or Dr. Viviana brought up, like, she's like, well, you said you liked vanilla sex, so is that what it's been like? And he's like, yeah, it has been.
So that was weird too, because it's like, but that's what he wants, so it's not a dig for him. Like, so then you're trying to make Bao feel bad, and then so if that was an issue with Bao, like where she didn't want that, then maybe she should have like taken Bao aside and said like,
yeah,
again, like, why didn't she meet with them separately? I feel like that was kind of standard last season. So
yeah,
to just sort of say like, well, is that like how you want it? Like, is there anything missing? But but it did open up for Bao to be like, oh, I think like there's room for other things or something. Right. And then like,
there's room for variety.
Like, she's ready to get a contract out. Like, I'm thinking daily or at least every other day. So Johnny's like, okay.
Yeah, no arguments there. that was really everything from their Dr. Viviana visit. Oh yeah, Bao said that Johnny was like checking her out when she put salmon in the oven. So they're keeping things alive.
Yeah. I think now like Bao and Johnny realize maybe they're the strongest couple now. But maybe right. don't say that, but just
yeah,
they've got to carry that on of being like the cute couple.
Yeah.
Physically affectionate.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think I'm just ready to give them my five.
Yeah, same. I mean, the sex die, that was super spicy. And then
yeah, taking turns wearing the nurse costume.
Yes. That was funny.
I don't think we normally get a role playing costume. Like, so he had a full on sexy nurse outfit and a hospital robe.
Yes. Whoa. Full nurse and patient get up. Mm-hmm. And they went for it. There was she licked his navel. Mm-hmm. Which I was thinking, of all the husbands, Johnny might be the one whose navel is the safest to do that with, because he showers so much.
I thought you were going to say he's going to be the one that is not going to like that, because it's like, oh, there's a tongue down here.
Right. Yeah, where has your tongue been?
But he is ready.
When was the last time you brush your tongue?
He is ready to go to Spencer's Gifts and get the real dice then.
Right.
He's like, what about this navel? Like, I need the R-rated version.
Right. Because, yeah, she even pulled up his shirt and he's like, ooh, where's this going?
Yeah, I was like, the camera's
you think honestly on the camera?
Yeah.
And when they were smashing stuff, Bao was like yelling, die, as she smashed everything.
She had some aggression to still get out, so.
Yes.
I don't think it had anything to do with Johnny. It was just like,
yeah,
oh, she's exactly. So type A. She's just like, okay, this is my one chance.
Yeah. Work has been so stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely agree with the five. So we're back on track. I mean, the first 4 weeks we were smooth fives with Johnny and Bao. Then they had their little arguments here and there, and they fluctuated from fours to even episode 8 you gave them a 3, but now we're back to a 5. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they might stay there. Things are looking up. They still haven't done their skydiving activity, so that's still coming,
but that's a good sign. Like, they have to be doing really well if they're doing that.
Right. So, exactly.
There is something that sounds like somebody at, what is it, one of the experts, is it Pastor Cal, saying like, are you still like feeling affectionately towards someone else or something like that, where it's like, are you like holding on to, and then we see Bao say like, is there someone else? So,
oh yeah, forgot about that.
Maybe like a past situationship connects with him or something, or maybe mm-hmm. there's someone he kind of broke it off with before that he's just like has to, because he's so honest. So if he right. is like thinking about anyone else, I feel like he would just bring it up, and she would be like the one person who would be like, okay, let's just talk it through.
Yeah.
Like, give me the facts. Work it out. How long yes. did you guys date?
Exactly. Yeah, Val, she just likes to accept the facts. All right. You are not attracted to me in that way. Okay, that turns you off. Got it. And she just like takes things in. I love that about Bao, because that makes it easier to deliver honest information to her. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, love them. I'm glad that they're 5 now. And even if they have disagreements moving forward, I think they're prepared to face that. They're not in a fickle place to where that's going to break them. Mm-hmm. To where if Bao calls him Jose, the Johnny will just blow up.
Yeah. All right. Who do you want to talk about next?
Let's dive into Zakayla. So Zach and Michaela, these two, man, they are a dynamic couple. We start out with Zach working out with his friend Jaren. We find out, and I was just shaking my head because I was just like, Zach, seriously? That after dinner, they had decided that they were going to do a movie night. So after they did that fun, I think it was the cooking activity, they decided, okay, let's do a movie night. But Zach needed to get the Apple TV from his apartment. And number one, why is that already not at their place? Yeah. I feel like that's one of the things. If I'm going anywhere for extended amount of time, Apple TV coming with me, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, it's a very small box. Doesn't require much. Fits in a backpack. And he said needed to go get the Apple TV to get at his place. And so when he goes, he realizes he's tired. And he's like, okay, so I realized I was tired. So I text Michaela that we can just do the movie night tomorrow. He's like, she handled it really well. Like, she didn't blow up or anything. Like, I was really surprised. So I feel like we're in a really good place. Mm-hmm. No, why did you do that, though?
Yeah. And then we find out that, no, like,
she was annoyed.
Yeah, I think it was maybe her reaction that we saw before where she, when he was saying that he couldn't stay at the apartment, she's just like, okay, that's fine. You know, like, couldn't read that she was upset.
Right. And I think that's part of, like, he keeps saying she doesn't understand him. I'm like, you don't understand her either. You should have known. Like, literally us at this point, we know. As soon as he said, when I got back to my apartment, I realized I was tired. I was like, oh my gosh. Michaela's literally at home waiting for you to come back to do a movie night. This is something y'all can bond. Y'all are spending some time together. You know, mm-hmm. Not only is he not coming back for the movie night, that means he's also not staying at the apartment.
Yeah, because that's really
he's
the issue.
Home, you know, so it's like it's a double whammy. And I just couldn't believe that he was more so focused on her not blowing up rather than the fact that he unnecessarily canceled some quality time with them together.
I've been wondering if maths should build in, and it seems to really, especially be for the husbands. After the honeymoon, like a one or two night, you go back to your apartment, stay there. Cause it's just, I'm sick of this. Like, we always have to have this, but they all seem to have to do that.
And, it's like, oh, it's so annoying.
Yeah.
I agree. Cause like what, the only other resolution would be to have the 8 weeks in another city so they don't have that flexibility. Yeah. But these people have to work. Yeah. They can't just take 8 weeks off from work. So that's the tough part. Not everybody can work from home. But yeah, it's because it is
if they stop at their apartment and they live in a totally other suburb, they're not like right downtown, like this apartment complex, it is going to take a long time and you are going to get exhausted just like running to grab something from your apartment. So I get that that would have actually happened, like it's a believable story, but why didn't you have all the stuff that you need
at the apartment right already?
And Dr. Viviana kind of called them out on it, like yours doesn't really seem like settled in, like maybe that's your style, but compare their apartment to Johnny and Bows, where it looked like you know, they got like cozy blankets on the couch and it had all this personality in it.
Even Gil and Mirla, cookies in a jar on the counter, you know, like they clearly live there. It's not like Airbnb style, we're just here for the weekend.
Yeah.
So I was really glad that Dr. Viviana called that out, that, you know, their style is different, or it looks different. I think another thing because like you don't want to force it, or you don't want to, I'm seeing from Michaela's end of it, like if it was just a trip to go get it, what, like they could have gone together. Mm-hmm. Like if I were Michaela, knowing that he has been so but then it's like she doesn't want to force him, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
because if she had gone with him, then obviously they would have had to come back. And then they would be spending time together, but she's not going to want to force it. Like, I don't want to force him to want to spend time with me. So Dr. Viviana does come to visit and she's like, I just want y'all to know I've been privy to a lot. So I'm going to ask you about your trust levels. And Michaela's at a 50%. And Zach is caught off guard. He's like, why? It's like, she's like, well, my feelings were really hurt with the movie night. He's like, okay, I got that. Okay. He's like, now he understands. I feel like
that wouldn't be the only reason, but.
Right. It's like everything else that has built up to this point. Mm-hmm. And he says like he's learned that they're not good at understanding each other. And because he doesn't trust her not to blow up. He said everything that they've experienced negatively so far has like permanently affected him. And Dr. Viviana's like, permanently? Like, really?
She was as confused as I was.
I love it.
Yeah.
She didn't have a poker face at all.
I'm scarred from knowing you for these like 5 weeks or whatever it's been.
Exactly. 3 weeks. And then like they've probably been each other's present for like a week of it because they were separated for the honeymoon. Mm-hmm. He's been gone. Like y'all haven't even been together 3 full weeks at this point. And Dr. Viviana tells him straight up, like, your actions are showing a lack of commitment. And he's so caught up on the fact that they have a different way of handling situations. He's like, I don't see how she, he's like, we have a fundamental, like her blowing up is a fundamental characteristic of her. He's like, how we handle situations is completely different. And I don't see how she handles them as mess ups. Like, I don't see them like as a negative thing. And his whole justification for saying this, which Dr. Viviana points out, is that he's not trying to make it seem like she's wrong for blowing up. He's trying to make it seem like she blows up and I can't deal with that. So like, I need to be with someone who doesn't blow up. She needs to be with someone who's okay with her blowing up. Yeah. Rather than
I don't want to change the fact that you blow up.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't want to change that about you. Who am I to say that should change?
And he won't take her word if she says like, hey, I messed up. He's like, no, you didn't mess up. That's just who you are.
Yes, exactly. She's like, no, like, so frustrating. Yes. She's like, I'm growing from this. I can acknowledge it's wrong. Dr. Viviana's like, I can tell you it's wrong. You're the only one saying it's not wrong because even Michaela is saying it was wrong. And on Unfiltered, he said that one of the reasons he was saying this stuff is because even her family calls her Hurricane Kate.
That's true.
And so he's like, no, it's not something you can just change now. It's something that has always been a part of you. Even he's like, they've been calling her that since she was 16. That still does not mean that she can grow and manage her blow ups or start to not blow up in certain situations.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that somebody who they call like Zen Michaela, like the parallel person, couldn't have a blow up. And
exactly.
Like, look at Jose, who just seems like, from what we were shown of him before, like seemed even keeled, like high strung, but it didn't seem like mm-hmm. somebody that would fly off the handle, you know. So that happened.
And, yeah. You know. Exactly. So it basically results in him saying like her blowing up is who she is, and he thinks that that can't go away. He thinks that the feeling he has about her blowing up can't go away. And Dr. Viviana was like, "Okay, have you been perfect?" And he's like, "No." He's like, "Then why do you expect her to be?" Mm-hmm. And Dr. Viviana basically tells him, y'all have to share your triggers with each other. You have to give each other the benefit of the doubt. Like, that's the only way this is going to work. So Dr. Viviana sees herself out. He goes to the table and she goes over to like comfort him. And he's like, I don't understand what I've done to get us to this point. He's like, how have I, you've been saying like, I've been beating you down. How have I been beating you down? She's like, well, like you're saying this stuff is permanently affecting you and scarring you. So that's how, because you say that that's just who I am as a person. And he's like, he starts crying and he's like,
killing him.
Yeah, this is literally killing me. I am heartbroken and I'm just being myself. I didn't want to hurt anyone. I'm just being myself. And Michaela's trying to like snap him into reality. She says, Zach, she just keeps saying his name. And he's like, I can't do this. I can't keep talking about this. I can't keep trying to like do this over and over and over. Like, you don't get it. You don't get how much I wanted this. We're two different people. And then he gets up and leaves.
Yeah. Basically seemed like a breakup right there.
Right. Again, it did.
It seemed like last week too, that he was just trying to like almost justify
mm-hmm.
a breakup or like why it wouldn't work out in the end. Maybe not that he's giving up on the 8 weeks, but just like, okay, I'm just setting the stage that I'm gonna say no.
Yes. Yeah.
He's just taking this so personally, and like he just wants it to seem like that he has no fault in it. Like, I don't see what I did to get us to this point. Mm-hmm. And then wasn't it on Unfiltered? It was something like, what was the most helpful thing of Dr. Viviana's visit? And he's like, oh, it's her being able to see my understand me. Like, it wasn't like him like seeing where she was coming from. It was just like, yeah, I think it's really important that she knows everything about me.
Right. Yeah. So he, it seems like the foundation here is he feels like he's not being understood. But to be fair, it doesn't feel like he's properly communicating it. And so it's really hard for Michaela to understand that. They both have things to work on. And I think the problem here is he's so caught up on thinking he's not understood that he's not seeing, taking accountability for how he's handling these situations as well. Mm-hmm. And so they're not able to get on the same page because they're not, he's thinking she's more in the wrong than he is. Mm-hmm. So that, yeah, so that kind of had me nervous, but then we really didn't get an in between. And Michaela met with Brett and said like Dr. Viviana's visit was enlightening and that they're going to try to do better. So I guess the conversation kind of ended more positively than they let on, because Zach plans this really nice evening where they're at one of his family friend's house. They to swim in a pool because they didn't get that experience at the honeymoon, and they're having fun. There's chocolate covered strawberries. They're laughing, joking. She's dog paddling, and she talks about her dad teaching her how to swim in Galveston, like against the currents. And that's when they do their questions activity. And so we learn that she's attracted to his face. She's sorry for her knee-jerk reactions to things. She changed the amount of times that he holds on to things he doesn't like. And then she misses the happy person that he was, like when they met. And we learned from him that he needs understanding. He likes her for her, and he thinks a future together is doubtful, but he's holding out hope. So that was a little rough for her to hear, because it felt
like going well otherwise.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah,
because what do you do with your date?
Like,
exactly.
Like, it looked like it was nice, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's like one step forward, two steps back kind of a thing, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Because if he doesn't see a future for them, where do they go from here? How does Michaela move forward optimistically, knowing that he doesn't see a bright future for them? So I don't know about them. Where would you rate them?
I would probably give them a 2 right now. It's not looking great, but the activity, like the fact that they sat down and did this activity and they, you know, followed through with it and had some like more positive answers is giving, you know, like Zach said, some hope. So
yeah.
It's not a 1.
Yeah, I agree with the 2, because especially with the preview, we did see that she's going to have a pretty big reaction to something where she's like slamming the door on the camera. So I don't know what's going to happen there and if it's going to affect their marriage.
I noticed Zach like laughing about it on Unfiltered. So I'm like, okay. Or he was laughing about the whole preview. So I feel like if it's something that like
was really serious
or something that he did, or he would be like kind of looking away or something, not like like, so maybe it's like, oh my gosh, that's how they made that look. I don't know, who knows.
Yeah, it's so tough with Unfiltered because you start to read into it, because it's like they obviously lived it, so they would have natural reactions from things, but then they're not trying to give anything away at the same time,
right?
So I'm like, I don't even know how to read into
that. It was so awkward when Jose was suddenly like talking about their sex life. Like, yeah, we have no problems with chemistry. And like, put that in the context here. Like, is that you trying to cling to the past, or does it get better? You know?
Exactly. Oh, so yeah, I agree with the 2. I think there would have to be something major that happens to turn them around. Because Zach's going to end up being like, for my for the sake of my life, I'm going to have to ask for a divorce. He always takes it to the extreme that, you know, it's compromising his health. He's literally killing himself. And I'm like, it's because you're stressing yourself out by not taking accountability. Like, Michaela is acknowledging her wrong. Will she learn from that? She has to show it through her actions. But, you know, that happens over time. So which couple do you want to, two couples left, which one do you want to get into next?
I won't say necessarily want to, but let's just say, okay, so.
You're just waiting for that feeling.
Yeah, just, I get to a point and then that's it. I can't get past the spot. Well, so with Zach and Michaela, it's like, it seems like Zach really wants, like, he's can't get past that. He didn't get, like, the personality type that he wanted. Now, with this next couple, Brett and Ryan, Ryan, like, says it's a type thing. Like, I think he just, like, can't get over that. We saw how fixated he was on, like, the red hair for the, you know, first couple weeks here. And now, I think, like, the shock has worn off. Like, okay, my wife has red hair. And now it's like, I can't get over the type thing. Like, it's just like, she's not my type. And I don't even think it's maybe partly personality because she is an anxious person, but it really seems like what he's leading with is like, it's not who he pictured.
Right.
And so it's like, if she dyed her hair blonde or like dark brown, then are you going to be able to picture it? It just seems really weird. Like, that's what the whole episode for them seems to be about. It's just like, I want to get there, but, you know, and they're the only couple that Dr. Viviana talks with him privately, but that even that was made awkward because it was like, should we talk separately? It wasn't like a planned thing. It's one thing to be like, okay, my process is to meet with you both and I'll meet with you separately. And instead it like made Brett feel kind of like, okay, what's he going to say about me behind my back?
Exactly. Yeah.
So yeah, he wants to be able to like come home, throw his wife against the wall. He's been watching too much Bachelor here.
Way too much.
And even Dr. Viviana was like, okay, but that's kind of a Hollywood thing, right? And we don't really see him say much back to it. Like, he just, he's 35, can't give up on like that. This is how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and the Disney fairy tale of it all.
Yeah. But also it seemed like when they first got married that he was like really attracted to her, and that's kind of what he was focused on, like, yeah, like she's really attractive, not really my type. But so I don't know if it's like that they missed the window of when they could like kind of get more connected with each other, and now he's just kind of like, oh well, maybe I'm not attracted to her, or if it has been her I don't know, like him having to be so like calm, and maybe that's like draining his energy or something. But yeah, it's weird that we're never seeing these moments of her being so stressed.
Right.
So I don't know if he's, if that's really accurate.
I would say the only time was the, well, the dogs and the kayaking, but the kayaking was like, okay, she's nervous, but it didn't feel high strung or high stress. And then the dog, she was just concerned. Like, it can go really badly when you're introducing two dogs. I'm like, I totally understood her hesitancy, where he just wanted her to be just be cool about it. Be chill.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, it was weird when they were just like meeting together. And I almost wanted Pastor Cal back at this moment, because it was strange to me that in front of Brett, Dr. Viviana didn't say, like, because Ryan said he's waiting for the butterflies. And I feel like the normal response is like, hey, like, you might not get butterflies in this type of setup. Like, because you're already married. It's not like, oh, like, do they like me? Is it
gonna be,
like, you chose to go this route. And so the fact that she didn't call him out on, like, that's not maybe the right expectation to feel. Like, butterflies might not be the right way to look at it. And so it seemed like it just left Brett feeling like, okay, I guess I'm never going to give him butterflies, and that's what I have to do.
Right.
And it's putting all this pressure on her to like suddenly make him like have this, like, instead of like, oh, I really care about her, like, we're really vibing. Like, why can't it just be something like that? And I'm really attracted to her. Like, why does it have to be like, oh, you're so nervous, butterflies, like, just giddy. Right.
Exactly. Like, I don't know. Well, I don't want to say a cop out, but I feel like it's an easy way to just say that's not there. That because even Johnny was saying that, and now that they've started having sex, we haven't heard that since. You know,
right? So, they didn't even, Dr. Viviana didn't even bring up the whole like his weird like, oh, she's so childish thing. So
yeah,
they just like, let's not dwell on that. And
right.
But I think it was still along those lines. Like, he was expecting to feel a certain way that she had to be like exactly like what he's usually attracted to. And
right.
They got like, into it a little bit in Unfiltered where he's like, they tried to, it was so weird when Jamie's like, so Ryan, like watching them, like, does that give you hope for where you are? It's like, but what time are we in? Like, this film,
right?
This is not filmed in real time. You're not like watching a live cam of their apartment and you're like, right. Oh wait, let's give me hope for like, let's move forward on decision day. So, but he did say like, yeah, cause Johnny was expressing some similar things to me. So that's the part where it is like, yeah, you should look at like how Johnny and Bao have moved forward. Mm-hmm. You know, if we can go back in time.
Right.
I don't know. It's like, doesn't seem like Brett is doing anything wrong. And I almost wonder if it's more that suddenly she's like more into him. If she was just more like, I'm not sure about you to him, maybe then
he would be like, okay.
Because well, that's how she was at the beginning.
Yeah.
And he was the one that was like, yeah, I feel great.
Right.
So something switched.
Yeah. Ryan may be caught up with the like, the chase of it all and the fact that there is no chase now. He's like, okay, wait, well, especially I know she likes me. Great.
Yeah, because a lot of times the butterflies, it's like nerves. Like, oh, I don't know where this is going. It's like, well, you're already married now, so you're not going to have that feeling.
Yeah. I did think it was interesting that she said, like, he's the most affectionate man she's been with.
Oh, yeah. That made me laugh. It's like, what is this affection?
Right.
At least she didn't say he's the most talkative man I've been with.
Right. Then I would have been like, okay, who are you trying to fool, us or Dr. Viviana?
It's been more than 2 years, hasn't it? Like,
yeah. And it's so funny.
Dated anyone.
Dr. Viviana's response question to that was, have y'all seen each other naked? The answer was no. So.
Yeah, that kind of surprised me. I thought maybe like there'd be like a little bit like that they got close or you know, like, but yeah, they've definitely taken steps back.
Yeah,
but they had that couples massage, so yeah, they weren't spotting anything, I guess.
Yeah. So it's just like literally. Oh, I guess the final line from Dr. Viviana got me with him was, if you're waiting for that. If you're waiting for that fantasy, you're going to end up single.
Yeah.
And he's just like, no
staring
reaction, really.
Face, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think because I think we see no reaction because he probably had a bad reaction, like a non-reaction, or like, I think he fundamentally, it's like his ego too. Like, he doesn't believe that. Like, it's just like, oh, yeah. No, like, I'm such a catch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I have much more to say about them. We saw Brett meet up with Michaela, so it was nice to see, like, I like seeing, like, the couples, like, kind of in these, like, groups of two, or, like, not even the couples, but just, like, the friendships that we see.
Yeah.
So, especially since Michaela didn't get to be featured in some of these other ones on the honeymoon, so.
Right.
But they're both kind of in rough situations, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did tell Michaela that like, if they were just dating, she at this point she would be like, "You don't like me. I'm wasting my time."
Yeah.
And then we learned that after the Dr. Viviana visit, Ryan went to his house.
Oh, and, yeah.
Like, there
that's
we
what
go.
I was alluding to before. Just, it's like,
yeah,
I need a reset. Why? Like, did you just hear that? That's what Johnny needed to do. So now you're doing that. I don't know. The only reason I'm rooting for this couple is because their dogs are so cute together.
Yes. She was more like when Ryan's dog came in, she was happier to see the dog than Ryan.
I know. And like her dog is older. Baxter's older. So the fact mm-hmm. that like Baxter gets along with Maisie so well, they look like, yeah, like the mini me of each other. So cute. Yeah. So they have to at least give it a try a little longer.
Yes. For the dog's sake. Mm-hmm.
All right. So that leaves us with our final couple.
Oh, wait. The tantric. They did do the tantric sex instructors.
Oh, there's probably a reason why I was skipping over this. Oh, yeah. We have to rate them as well. But this was so uncomfortable.
Yes.
We've seen iterations of this date like every season of Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise, mm-hmm. Bachelorette. And it's never fun. But I feel like this was maybe the most awkward we've ever seen because yes. usually it's maybe one person that's hosting it, and it's like they're focusing on what the couple should be doing. Mm-hmm. On Bachelor in Paradise this season, we had a date kind of like this where there was a double date, so that was a little awkward to have the two couples right next to each other doing all these exercises. But here we had this husband and wife on the mat right next to them, like acting everything out. Like they could literally hold hands, like the two women yes. or the two guys could hold hands from how close they were together.
Yes.
And then the woman is like moaning and like trying to get Brett to do that. It's like an orgy.
Yeah, this was not the couple to do that with.
No. And they're like, so what do you want to get out of this? And they're like, communication. So
yeah,
they weren't. It was strange. Like they weren't at the right place for that.
Mm-hmm. Not at all.
And then it was also like they were just in a gym, so there's just all this equipment around them, so it wasn't like a romantic yes. setting. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we didn't see it progress. Like usually it seems to kind of work for some of these couples, but if we go back way back to was it Nick and Sonia, like they had some kind of date like this, and it was just like similar. It was like
yeah.
they're not at the place where it's going to do much. So like, it should have been maybe more like a blindfold thing for them, I think.
Yeah, blindfold, ask questions. Period.
I think that would have made Ryan like way more comfortable because if she was blindfolded and couldn't see his reaction to something, mm-hmm. I think he would feel more comfortable to talk about things. So, yeah, and then on Unfiltered, we learned even more about why the state was uncomfortable for
right.
the guy was hanging out of his shorts so the whole time. So. Right. All right. Well, Brian, where would you rate this?
Brian said we didn't see a lot because of that because they had to edit around it.
Yeah.
I don't think. Can you hear that rustling? My I had to. So my dog was trying to get out of the back door. So there's a bell. So she was ringing it. I don't know if that made it on the mic. But I gave her a wrapper to play with, but she decides to just sit right next to me and play with it, taking it away. But yeah, so this couple, I think that Ryan is not going to get past how he's feeling. I think he can easily get along with her for the rest of the 8 weeks. Like uh-huh. they can continue to do these date activities and just make it through. But uh-huh. the fundamental thing of him not being attracted to her, or I guess her not being his type.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to get past it. And so, I'm going to go with a 2.
Yeah. I mean, I think the only thing too that's like giving me a little hope is that like next week or whenever it shows him saying that like, well, I don't want to go back to dating. I want this to work. So maybe he does have a reality check where he's thinking like, that wasn't working for me. And getting older and like we get along. I really like her. She's a good person. So, but yeah, I think there are 2 for sure. And yeah, I think I could see them like saying, yeah, like let's try just to like say that they're a successful couple and then break up shortly after.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking about another past season where there was like, when it was like, oh, this person's not my physical type or whatever. But it was mm-hmm. John and Molly where like She like just did not like him, and
right.
Then, but then he tried to make it seem like, oh, like I like redheads, like to make it seem like he had like some non-attraction to her, even though he was really attracted to her. Just like they didn't click. Mm-hmm. And then there was like this one scene where they like, made her put on a red wig. But yeah, he's not available otherwise. Like he would be attracted to Brett.
right. Too bad the expert that season swooped in.
Yep.
my one concern from the coming up this season is that there was that scene where Brett told Ryan, hey, one of my friends saw you on a dating app and you matched with one of my close friends. So it wasn't even a matter of like swiping. Like it's one thing to swipe and you see someone's profile come up. Okay. Could just be a stale profile they haven't gotten on.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, oh, it's just a when, because this is the first time we see her saying, and you match with them. So
right.
I guess I haven't tried every app, so I don't know the logistics, but because I'm like, oh, I'm sure it's a dead profile. Like it's just, he didn't know how to deactivate it, but like is matching something that you're like actively like looking at? Or could he have swiped on her like 6 months ago and she just saw it now?
Right. Like I know they've only been married 3 weeks. So that's one thing to consider. He could have swiped right on her friend before this. I mean, we're in Houston, so it's a possibility. However, if he had deactivated his profile, they wouldn't have matched.
Okay.
So I don't know if a situation where maybe he matched with someone before the process, and then maybe her friend just found out like that's who she's married to, and her friend's like, oh my gosh, I matched with that person.
Right. Like maybe it's like a match before and she's like, that face looks familiar. Like she didn't know who it was, or like she meets up with this friend and it's like, oh, like, yeah, that sounds familiar. Cause you hear like the name Ryan, you're not going to know. Like it's just a very common name. But he could have just like maybe deleted the app off his phone. And so he's not looking at it, but it's still active, like that your other people can match with you or something. I don't know.
Right. But if it was like she swiped, or let's say she swiped right, let's say it was Bumble and her Brett's friend swiped right, didn't match immediately, and then got then, like a oh, you have a new match. Ooh. It's Ryan, and he's actively on the app.
Right, that's what he was doing in the 2 days he was away or whatever.
Right, he's like, oh, let me get on real quick.
Let's just see. Let's compare like. If any people that are my type are into me, like before I'm publicly engaged.
Right. He's like, let's see if I wasn't married.
Not good.
So that's one thing that's kind of concerning. So we'll see what happens with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I didn't get any hints from Unfiltered as far as which way it's going. So.
Right. Yeah. And Unfiltered, it seems like they try to just talk present day. Like, especially Zach was saying things like, you know, right now I'm not in a really good place, but I'm glad I got these guys with me. So it's like they try to speak as if the episode is the present day.
Yeah, it's still weird to me that they're able to do this. Yeah.
Right.
Not everyone's going to have that skill.
Yeah, exactly. Not everyone can have a poker face.
No.
So last but certainly not least, we have Gil and Mirla. In their question activity, the only thing we got from them was that she has become more patient in the last 5 years. And he was like, you were less patient before?
Less than this?
Right.
But again, anytime he says anything like that, she just beams. Like, I think she's just like so proud of like that this is her personality. So.
Yes. And I can't emphasize it enough how he is such a great match for her. Mm-hmm. Because there could be someone like, let's say she's with Orion, they would pick apart, or they would not react positively to all of these things.
Yeah.
Like Gil has such a, he just got attractive to me all over again in this episode.
Yeah,
he just has such a positive view or positive outlook on their relationship and on her. Like he doesn't see the worst in her, which helps all of these little things that, you know, she spends a lot or whatever. It doesn't make him think like, oh, that's her as a person, like a Zach thing.
Yep.
is more so like, no, I know Mirla, but like this, she has this about her that might concern me, but it's not like that's going to ruin their whole dynamic.
Right. But then other things, it's like, he does like accept like, okay, this is who she is. So she's not going to change mm-hmm. the fact that she likes nice things or, you know, mm-hmm. and that she's hard to impress. But so I just have to like
work around that.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. Cause it's not impossible. He's just like, oh, I know she's hard to impress. So I'm going to make the extra effort to do that. I honestly think he's the most mature of the husbands. Mm-hmm. And he is understanding like the experts matched us, which means like there's something about us that, you know, warranted being married to each other. And so I'm going to do my best throughout the experiment, even with the fact that at this point she hasn't kissed him. So you'd think he would be, if you took everything at face value, any other person or literally any other husband on this guest would have handled that. In a different way.
Right.
And so I really appreciate how Gil has been handling this marriage so far.
Yeah. Yeah. I think really cute together. And, you know, this whole episode just seemed to revolve around like, when is she going to kiss him? And
yes. like the build up.
This is like the one thing holding them back from getting a divorce or not. Mm-hmm. So I just think it was kind of cute where it was like that came out with Dr. Viviana, where it was just like, she's just like, well, we're not gonna get a divorce. Like, she doesn't want to say yeah. like, I'm gonna kiss you, but like,
right,
like, she's just like, well, we're not getting divorced. And he's like, okay. So, and then I think Dr. Viviana was like, oh, like if she did kiss you, and he's like, then we're not gonna get divorced. So they're basically just saying like, we're like, everything's good, and that's all we need.
That's
like,
all they need. Yeah,
that's all he needs to like feel like, okay, at least we're progressing a little bit.
Yeah, because Dr. Viviana asked about like intimacy, like rate themselves emotional intimacy and physical intimacy. So for emotional intimacy, she's a 7, he's an 8. But for physical intimacy, she's a 7 and he's a 5. He's like, he gives her kisses on the cheek and the head, and you know, eventually he hopes to get, you know, a peck. And we learned from Mirla, like, she's been cheated on previously, so that has caused some trust issues with her. And I just love the confidence, like you said, in her saying like, okay, well, you just need me to give you a kiss and then we won't get a divorce. She's like, we're not getting a divorce. So
yeah, she just wanted to admit it. But it's funny, like, too, because she said that kissing and sex are like kind of similar, mm-hmm. or like on the same level. So I'm like, maybe it's like, okay, what, maybe like it all will kind of happen in a shorter time frame now. Like, maybe it's not like, mm-hmm. okay, I have this, like, you get a peck, then you get a make out. Like, maybe it's like, it, she has like a different, like, sort of like order in which things happen, or that they could all, it all counts equally or something to her. So,
yeah,
but I don't know. I don't see them like having sex before decision day. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe she would admit it. I don't know because she was really like, okay, my husband's so great. I love him. Like,
yeah,
like he's just like so like patient and
right.
So I don't know. Like, I don't know if it was like a comfort thing with the cameras, or if that's a factor, or if it's just like, this is how I always am.
I think it's the latter. Mm-hmm. Because especially her friends saying like, oh, I've never seen her be affectionate with someone she's been with.
Right.
They also do that activity with the 5 senses, and one of them was like, okay, let's do body shot. She's like, yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah,
like,
okay, they didn't do any of this stuff.
Let's blindfold. She's like, oh, no, I can't do that with my lashes. So they finally can
it's
do
like
an activity.
Blindfold. Come on.
I know.
Do it.
it would not be impossible.
No.
They finally do the activity of like cuddling and then doing syncing their breath in and out together. And she really liked that. And she says she really likes cuddling. She loves waking up to him, and she just needs his patience. And he said, like, he loves her compassion and he just needs her desire. And he's just been challenged by her lack of intimacy. And then that's when we find out from Mirla that she tells the producer, like, a kiss will happen soon. Just stay tuned. Yeah. And so then we find out during the destruction activity that and during the golf, they both revealed it to the ladies and the men. And he got his first kiss and he was very shocked by it. He said,
the secret camera footage.
Yeah, we got the secret camera footage. They're in the kitchen. Like, they went in for a hug and then she just kissed him. And he was like, wait, are you sure you wanted to do that? And then she kissed him again.
I know. That part was really cute, too, because she's like, and when she was telling the women, she's like, well, he told me he wasn't going to put any effort anymore, so I had to do it. Like, she seemed like, yeah, kind of annoyed. Like, I guess it had to be me to make the first, yeah, move. But yeah, yeah, that she would, like, give him the second kiss, because he was just like, oh, that could have been a mistake.
Right? Yeah. So. I loved how happy the ladies were for her. They, like, literally were hugging her and they were jumping up and down that it had happened. So.
I know. And I love her friendship with Rachel, where Rachel's like, I needed something to make my heart feel, yeah, better. Like,
yeah.
So.
Oh, I love that for them. So I'm actually a lot higher on Gil and Mirla now. Mm-hmm. I will go as far as to say a 5. This is the first, whoa, 5 I've given them all season.
Yeah. I mean, I think they I was going to say 4, but I'm like, yeah, they both said they're not getting a divorce, yeah, with this one criteria being met. So,
yeah, exactly.
But I guess I'll give them a 4 still. But I agree with you. Like, I really liked Gil this episode. And I think even, mm-hmm, just the fact that, like, with the rating of, like, how do you feel about intimacy? Like, I could see most guys being like, well, a 1, because, like, we haven't even kissed, yeah, yet, you know, and he's like a 5, exactly, like, it's in the middle, and, mm-hmm, and Dr. Viviana even being like, well, that's not bad, like, that's in the middle, you know, so.
Right.
It just seems like, I'm trying to think what we see of them going forward.
Yeah, I didn't have any notes for them on the coming up this season, and were they holding hands during decision day?
That's the thing. The only thing that, like, stood out to me was, like, on decision day, like, you know, how they always, mm-hmm, try to, like, cut away and show, like, the different, like, they're like sitting, like, with their knees, like, basically like they're facing each other. They're turned towards, yeah, each other. So, mm-hmm, I feel like if things are really tense and even, like, the couples that end up saying yes, usually, like, they're just kind of sitting far apart on a couch. And,
yeah,
so you can be like, oh, they look so distant, and you really read, right, into everything.
Yeah,
they can make any couple look like they're gonna break up or stay together.
Right, exactly. So it's looking good. I think they don't have any drama coming up, because otherwise they definitely would have showed that to give some type of, like, oh, we don't know. But, mm-hmm, they feel very solid, like them and Johnny and Bao. I feel really good about.
Both these couples are giving the credence to, like, the theory that, okay, these couples that are hot and heavy right off the gate,
yeah, on
wedding night or the honeymoon,
yeah,
they can crash and burn, because it's like they set the expectation up and it's like you're basically married to, like, a one night stand. You're like, yeah, wait, yeah, who are you? I didn't get to know you.
And then you have the couples that just never get anything off the ground. So, yeah. I think that's it. Those are all. Anything else to add about any other couples?
No, I was going to say, like, did we see any, like, landmarks this episode? Like, are you going to go test out these other date activities?
Right.
The driving range or what was that room called? Like the destruction room or something?
Oh, yeah, I did see. I forgot. I was going to write down the name, and it, I just had
this goat yoga destruction, like, right? this RHAP gathering of the Texas, like, right. Well, not all of Texas, because it's a big state. But, you know, like, let's, yeah, see. Next time you take over the Instagram, I want to see this.
Right. Goat yoga. Go to that bar that Zach and Michaela were at. But yeah, I didn't take down the name of the destruction place. I'll have to see what that was. But yeah, there weren't any major landmarks. I just see that they consistently show the park that I walk my dog at. And then they also show the train that, yeah, that I'm near. So I hear that throughout the day, every day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, nothing major that was just like, oh, I have to try that. Mm-hmm. So yes. I do want to add, thank you guys for the Married at First Sight ratings and reviews. So we did get one from Mad TAV, sorry, Mad Tav, maybe 5-star review. They said, my Married at First Sight buddies. So they said, this is my first season watching Married at First Sight as it airs, and I'm so glad to hear Asia and Amy's commentary as I watch. I haven't convinced my friends to watch Married at First Sight yet, so Asia and Amy are my Married at First Sight buddies. I've been listening to Amy and Haley for years over on the RHAP Bachelor Pod, so I was super excited to hear Amy on this pod. Can we get these awesome women their own feed?
Oh, so nice.
Yes. Such an awesome review.
Thanks
so,
for coming over and yes. following this other show that I've been telling people to watch.
Right. Yes, Amy, thanks for bringing them over to Married at First Sight.
I agree that, like, it's hard to convince people to watch it, you know, because mm-hmm. it's sort of like, it seems like a gimmick. And yeah, or like, I think it's the problem with the early episodes too. Like, the first couple where it's just the weddings, it's like that's not mm-hmm. the good stuff. Like, we're not going to get that Jamie Otis moment all the time.
Yeah,
that's what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And so when that doesn't happen, or when like all the weddings seem to go off well and you're just like, oh, do I have to watch all this wedding prep? That's right. I think where we're missing, you know. I'd almost rather see more of the matchmaking and their decision process than uh-huh. planning a wedding where all the weddings are like pretty similar. And mm-hmm. if you're not into wedding, like, what's that, Say Yes to the Dress or those kind of shows, then it's not going to hook you at the beginning. So yeah,
right,
we are here for the people that know that this can be a good show.
Right. And I feel like it's a similar, if you like The Bachelor, you like 90 Day Fiance even, because uh-huh. it's slightly different but still relationship oriented. Mm-hmm. I think you could like Married at First Sight. Yeah. But it's like we're at the end, so someone would have had to like listen through this to hear
right.
this. But
maybe they could just jump in with this episode, and you know how Rob and Akiva were trying to see if they could watch a whole season or a mm-hmm. series by just watching the previously ons. I think you could do that with Married at First Sight.
You definitely
and
can
just come in at this point, like, because think about like how good this episode was, where you're like, I don't know, maybe it was so good just because it was such a turn for Rachel and Jose, but like you could even see like from the previous songs, like, oh, look at Rachel and Jose. They're just like making out. Everyone thinks they're the perfect couple. And then you watch this and you're like, where is this dude coming from?
Right.
This is so out of left field. This is ridiculous.
Exactly.
I only wish that we had seen like on camera
her saying it.
Like, I would have loved to see his face, like, because I really want to know the context of just how she said it. I know it's just so benign.
Yes. She probably like laughed instantly.
Yeah. And that probably made him more mad.
Yeah. So, yes. Thanks for the awesome review. Amy, where can people find you?
So Bachelor in Paradise is still going on. So you can catch me and Haley podcasting about that on the Bachelor Wrap Up feed or the Reality TV Wrap Up feed where you found this podcast. And then Bachelorette will be coming up in October. Ooh. And yeah, and I'm on Twitter at RHAP Recapper.
Awesome. And and I'll be joining you for the draft. So I'm excited about that, because I've never done a draft, and then I did the Survivor draft, and that was so intense. Say,
like, yeah, didn't you just do one?
Yeah, that was my very first draft.
Okay, it will not be intense like that. Like, this has a lot of people on that draft too.
Yes, and
so
I did
how many
so much
players
research.
Do you end up with?
Three. Okay. So there were six. So seven of us on the podcast, but six drafters. So Rob just like moderated.
Oh,
so we each ended up with three people.
Oh, but Rob doesn't have any stakes. Rob doesn't have any stakes. Like,
right. No stakes. Right. But yeah, that was so much fun. So if you haven't gone out and if you're into Survivor or you just want to start Survivor, you've never seen it, definitely go check out the Survivor 41 preseason draft that we had a lot of fun. There were so many laughs. So it was a great time. And then also Big Brother 23, still not over.
I was going to say, like, I watched this episode and like now I've kind of been like catching, like, not even watching full episodes now of Big Brother. I'm just I'm just gonna watch like what I need to see. So I'm like, I watch Jose and Kylan like very close succession, and like, what is going on with these guys?
Right. Yes. This eviction episode this week was so worth the watch. It was definitely like, I had audio. Me and one of my friends were like doing audio messages back and forth last night, just talking about the episode. I was like, we probably should just hopped on the phone. Yep. We were just going back and forth like, oh my gosh, I could not believe this. So yes, I was on the round table with Taryn and Melissa this week. So definitely go check that out on the Reality TV wrap up feed where you found this podcast. I'll also be joining Taryn and Mari and Mike Bloom to talk about The Circle this weekend. So that's going to be, I'm really looking forward to that, talking about this next batch of episodes that came out this week. And I joined Taryn yesterday to talk about the premiere of Survivor 41. So we talked about the premiere, talked about the whole episode, and then we got into a Survivor stock watch, which is something new he's doing this season. So we rated all the players and kind of ranked them on their tribe. So we had a lot of fun talking about that. So definitely go check that out. And yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Asia Like Asia, A-Y-S-H-A like A-S-I-A. All right. Amy, this was a fun episode. So I'm glad we got all of our thoughts out.
I know. And it'll be fun to finish up this season and see where these couples end up.
Yes, exactly. So thank you guys for sticking with us, and we will see you next week.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.